conflict resolution day. When there's a problem in your marketing or your business or your brand, Justin Tallboy Marketing comes in.
Ollie the Inn sets out a bottle of Davidson Reserve. Right. Everybody's happy in about 30 minutes.
It works. All right, hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on a promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my head.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, October the 17th. Download that WNSR app. Take us wherever you go in this world, even to the hardest festival tonight in the nation's 5 to 9. It's free over there.
Hardest Harvest.
Hardest Harvest. Record this day, 1920. The Chicago Bears played their first American professional football game. They win 7-0, but they were called something different. What was their title?
The Cubs.
The Decatur Staleys played their first football game.
Okay.
1964, on this day, the New York Yankees fire the greatest catcher of all time, who was their manager.
Yeah,
1964.
He's one of the greatest, but Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. Nice job there, buddy. Let's see here. 1974, this team beats the Dodgers in the World Series and makes this team only the second one to win three straight World Series. 1974.
Oakland A's.
Oakland A's. Well done. 1978, the Yankees beat the Dodgers 7-2 to win their 22nd World Championship. Who was the MVP of this team 1978? It's not who you think it is.
How about Bert Hooten?
It is not. No, the Yankees won.
Oh, the Yankees won, not Reggie.
Red Sox fans hate this guy.
Bucky Dent.
Bucky Dent was the World Series MVP.
That's just part of his name.
1979, the Pirates beat the Orioles 4-3. That's the We Are Family team. Mm-hmm. Who was the series MVP for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Wow. Dave Parker?
No.
Willie Stargell.
Pops, what they called him?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1985. Billy Martin fired his manager of the Yankees, and this guy replaces him. The pride of Tampa, Florida.
Lou Piniella?
Correct. Good job, buddy. 1987, the first World Series game in a covered stadium. The Cardinals and the
Twins.
That's right. Look at you, man. 1988, this guy replaces Lou Piniella as manager of the Yankees.
Dallas Green.
Yes. Poe, you are showing out today because Justin Steele is here. Showing out. All right. It's time for Celebrity Birthday.
Yeah, powered up right before the competition. Yeah. I think he should be tested immediately.
None of us should be tested.
PEDs.
I think that was one of my best ones ever. So
that's pretty good. Yeah. Because Justin.
Well, and also a lot of baseball questions, and I'm a big baseball fan. So there you go.
All right, first up, celebrity birthday's got to get more than two. Michael McKean, he played Lenny on Laverne and Shirley. He's also in Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Michael McKean, he's a bunch of things.
70.
75.
72. Pogue on the board. Pogue, this might be the greatest day of your life.
He also has a cooking show on the Food Network.
George Wendt. He was Norm on Cheers. Burse.
70.
71.
71. So if he's 71, that means when Cheers went off the air in 93, 26 years ago, he was 45.
Yeah.
He looked 71 at 45.
And he looks 45 at 71.
Good call. Alan Jackson. We're just right down the road. Big fan of the show.
62.
61.
61.
God.
It's close. 2-1. Good stuff here. Norm MacDonald. Fired from SNL because he wouldn't stop telling O.J. Simpson jokes.
55.
57. 56. That's a push.
Push.
That's a push. Nice job there. Eminem. Rapper Eminem. Real name Marshall Mathers.
46.
45.
47. 2-2. God, it's hard to believe he's 47. This pitcher, he's walking around Ford Field with a Lions uniform on. All right, go down here. Don't know her. Singer Jim Seals of Seals and Croft.
Summer Breeze. 72.
73.
77. Singer Gary Puckett.
Who lived here for quite a while.
Quit stalling.
And the Union Gap. Gary Puckett is 74.
75.
77. 3-2. Actor-singer Bill Hudson. Is he not Kate Hudson's dad? I think he is.
70.
71.
70, exactly. We're tied at 3. This is an amazing game, folks.
It is.
One of the greatest people.
You know, the best worst sponsorship would really fit right here.
It would. It would.
Brought to you by
the creator of Beavis and Butthead, Mike Judge. Today's his birthday.
50.
59.
57. Charlie was able to do that and know the time and place. 4-3. Reggae singer Ziggy Marley.
52.
50.
51. Another push.
Push.
Better push. This guy does live here. Wyclef Jean. Singer, guitar player.
50.
49.
50 exactly. We're tied at 4. And this guy lives in Franklin. Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC. Next one gets us wins.
Oh, 42.
41.
48. We're tied. Hold on. Let's see if there's somebody else down here.
NSYNC, 48.
Danny Ferry, former Cavs player and exec. Mm-hmm. Duke player.
50.
55.
53 at the buzzer, Sonya.
Just trying to Doc Ellis my way through this game.
And you did, man. Picking and picking and picking right there. All right, Greg.
I got it. He wasn't
Here's
picking.
Your
he
question.
Hallucinating.
Top rock song in 1982 was this guy. This song. See if Justin Steele can get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can, Justin, you can help out, too. All right, who is it, Justin? Tell us.
Billy Squire.
Okay, and the song?
Everybody Wants You.
That man!
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in